Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me. Come on the air. We'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me, MIKEAY2. You can get me on Skype. Call into our show. Listen to our show. Be attentive. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, everybody. How you doing? This is Mike at Tough Reality, toughreality.com. And I am in beautiful downtown Shenzhen. And it is, as you heard me talking over Dwight D. Eisenhower, once President of the United States, about the military-industrial complex, it is hot in Shenzhen. Hot, hot, hot. So tonight, we got some great things going on. I'm very excited. This is our inaugural week of Tough Reality back on the air. We were off for about a year or so. We'll talk about that tonight in talk about the structure and stuff like that. But I am in beautiful downtown Shenzhen, and it is, like I said, hot, hot, hot already, and it is only March, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you are experiencing darkness now because of the the eclipse that's going on. But I'm telling you what, in China, I'm experiencing darkness too because it's just after 12:30 in the morning on Saturday. So it's 12:30 p.m. over there on the East Coast. We normally start at noon, East Coast Standard Time, which is over there in the New York time. But Blog Talk Radio, let me say that out so everybody can pick up the hashtag. Blog Talk Radio, for some reason, was wreaking havoc and just trying not to start. And I think it was like a trick because I do have a free account, and they were waiting until after I normally schedule my show at 12. In fact, it, 12:05, then it started to work, and so I had to reschedule the show. So, hey, Blog Talk, take care of your stuff. How about that? If you're going to offer a little product there so people can have some free stuff, so they can go out and do stuff, how about you personally develop something there that's going to work? But over there in Studio B is the wonderful, incomparable, one of the best chefs in the world, Engineer Kelly. Are you there, Engineer Kelly? Oh, really? She must be in the other room hiding. So she's over there in Studio B helping out with the controls, turning me up, turning me down. That's right. So anyway, read between the lines. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Thursday, or Friday, I think. Friday or Saturday? I don't know. Anyway, the thing that's good is that this time always messes my brain up. But it is would be Thursday over there in the United States. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever. But today we're going to talk about personal development. Personal development. Now, a radio show now is divided up into different topics, subtopics. Overall, the topic of Tough Reality is current events. Current events. And on Monday, we talk about deeper current events. Tuesday, we talk about online business development. On Wednesdays, we talk about personality development. Thursdays, we talk about personal development. And on Friday, we talk about love God, love people. Just some brief commercial things and housekeeping items. We will be putting up some things on our website. Number one, some buttons so that you can donate to our radio show. We are in the free mode right now on Blog Talk Radio, which gives us technically 30 minutes to broadcast. But what I found out was you can stay on the air, and as long as you stay on the air, it'll continue to record you just like if you were on the air. So you can have, I think it's probably about 45 or 50 minutes, almost a free hour. But in order to get 2 hours, which is where we want to go, that costs moolah, cash, dinero, right? So it costs some money. And so we're going to allow you to donate to our show, $1, $10, $1,000, doesn't matter. But we're going to go ahead and pay our expenses on the graciousness and on the giving and gratitude of all of our listeners. And speaking of listeners, I just want to say hello to everybody in the world, all over Asia, all over Africa, all over Europe, all over Australia, all over North America and South America, all over the Antarctic and the Arctic, and even the islands out there. Welcome. Welcome to Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Now, we're going to put those buttons, PayPal buttons, up there on our website. You can also donate directly, if you don't want to click the button, to Kelly Yan, that's K-E-L-L-Y-Y-A-N 68 at gmail.com. Do that. That'll go directly to Engineer Kelly, and she will make sure that we apply your money to help our show, our cost. Also, on Love God, Love People, on Fridays, we will be having a button where you can donate money, number one, for Bibles. We're going to have a Bible program where we're going to be giving Bibles to Chinese people here, Chinese Bible, of course. And we've been able to knock the price down to about $12 per Bible. So you can donate $12 and make sure that somebody in China will be getting a Bible. But what a blessing. You might not even know the person until you meet them in heaven. And so that's sort of a great thing. And then also, we'll have an opportunity for you to donate directly to help Chinese churches. So if they need an air conditioner, a new floor, if they need something to help their church, we're going to have that for a donation too. We will be taking pictures of some of the projects and some of the things that we will participate in, and take a picture of some of the Bibles so that you can see them with some of the Chinese stuff in it. And we might even do a video and put it up there on our website, toughreality.com. Now, what I want you to know is that we here on Tough Reality always say, you choose for you, and you do. Nobody else chooses for you. And so in the area of personal development, it's very important to understand that we all have things that we must do. But I want you to get your mind straight tonight. I want you to get your mind straight tonight. When I say you choose for you, I literally mean everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. You choose. You say, but Mike, I didn't choose to be broke. Mike, I need a car. I didn't choose not to have a car. Mike, I didn't choose to have a bad relationship. I didn't choose. Well, somehow, you have that. Now, some people believe that there's some external force that's out to get them. Now, I agree that there are demons, devils, bad spirits, but you know what? My Bible's clear. I trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. It means I walk on top of them. I don't live with them. I don't live in their cesspool. Stupid demons try to do many things. One day, their home is in hell. Okay? And don't let them trick you. They're tricksters. They will make you think that somehow it's all your fault and that you can't change it, or it's all God's fault. Can't change it. It's fate. Can't change it. It was your parents. It was your uncle. It was your aunt. It was the boogeyman. No. No, in all my experiences, I have found that people make choices, and those choices make their life. They do. When you really, 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 really get down to the bare bones, when you really, really, really get down to the meat and potatoes, tires with the rubber meeting the road, you find out that people make wrong choices. You might say, well, how do I not make wrong choices, Mike, if I don't know what's going to happen? Follow the person or persons who are getting the results that you want. Find out the ingredients of their cake. And it's a reference to another show. Find out the ingredients of their cake and bake it. If you get the recipe for someone else's cake and you follow the directions exactly, you will get the same result. It's just the way it works. But Mike, I've tried it and it's never worked. Well, I cannot judge individual circumstances. I can't judge your individual life. It's not my job. My job is like a technician. I run a diagnostic tool, and when I run the diagnostic tool, I find out where the problems are in the process. So you might say, what kind of diagnostic tools do you have? Well, I've studied much, and there are many diagnostic tools for personal development. One great diagnostic tool is goals. Now, if you ask most people, do you have any goals? They'll say, well, yeah, I just want to get through the day. That's not a goal. Do you have some what we call SMART goals? We're not going to talk about SMART goals today. We will not talk about that today, but later. I'm going to help you with it. But basically, do you have goals written down, being able to be measured, be able to act on them, have something that you can actually track? Do you have those kind of goals? I venture to say not. If you're not getting your results you want, there's a breakage in your process. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a blueprint personality. You can listen to our Wednesday shows to learn about that. I am just a person who understands there are certain processes you must do in order for your life to kick in. I tried writing goals one time and it didn't work. Well, trying and doing are two different things. I have goals written down. I have keywords for my life. That's what I call goals. Keywords for my life. Now listen to this and think about this. Google looks for keywords when you make a search. Do you understand? So if you put in health and beauty into Google, it will bring you up millions of results for health and beauty. If you put just the word health, it'll bring up millions and millions of results for health. I mean, literally millions of websites. Now understand, your life, your goals are like keywords. If you put one word down for your goal, money, well, you're going to get millions of results, but you won't be able to really see what to do. If you add words to the keyword search, guess what? It'll go down from a million to 100,000 to 1,000 to 10. So you get a specific result. Does that make sense? You want to make your goal keyword rich. You want to attract things, right? Mike, I want to attract money. Well, that's great. I'm glad you want to attract money. Most people do. But how much money? And when do you want the money? How are you going to get the money? What kind of service are you going to give? Right? You might say, well, I don't understand. What do you mean? Okay, let me give you a quick goal. Let's say you want to increase the amount of customers you have. You would write some kind of goal like this. By December 31st, 2015, I want to have an extra 1,000 customers who I will give service to in the capacity of a whatever you are, of a car salesman, giving them the highest quality service, the highest value, and receive in return millions of dollars or whatever the amount is that you need. When you do that, that is making your goal keyword rich. And when you have a keyword-rich goal, it's like a magnet. Just like if you put it into Google, long-tail keyword, you will get very specific results. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, you will allow the universe to give you the search result that you need for your life because, excuse me, your life is different than the other 7 billion people on the planet. Would you agree with that? I hope. I agree with it. And because you're different, because you are doing different things, you get different results. Sorry for that brief interruption, coughing. So I would say that you need to make your goal very specific so that when the universe is searching for you, for your resources, for your customers, for things that you need, you will get it. I'm telling you, everybody that I know that writes goals gets results. Everybody who writes goals will get results. Is it cold? Oh, I'm drinking some nice cold water. Engineer Kelly, can you bring me also that wonderful Coke Zero? Just set it over here. You know, I'm having a lot of people email me now saying, Mike, you shouldn't be drinking Coke Zero. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I don't care. I like to drink it. I don't drink it every day, but I am drinking some beautiful, delicious, pure, I have a water filtration system, pure water, and it's very good. Mm. Oh, thank you so much. Awesome. All right, that's Engineer Kelly sneaking into my Studio A to help me out in my time of trouble. Anyway, do you understand that everybody who sets these goals gets the result, but writing them is important, but two other things are also important. Write them first, like I told you, but number two, you really need to focus on them. So write them, and then focus on them. What does focus on them mean? Well, focus on them means think about them. Think about them during the day, at least three times. When you wake up in the morning, when you have your lunch, and before you go to bed. Think about your goals. Now, thinking about them is great, but saying them is even better. Three times a day, if you say your goals, your brain is going to get programmed, and your subconscious mind is going to link into your superconscious mind, which links you into the universe, and you are going to become a keyword goal magnet. That's right. And so whatever you're asking for, the goal might be about money. The goal might be about one thing, a car or a new suit of clothes or something like that. It might be one word. But the more detailed you get on the goal, the longer the keyword in your goal, the more specific the universe can be for you. You don't need a million results if you're looking on how to get healed. Right? You might have a problem with your foot or a problem with your finger or a problem with whatever. You don't need a million results. It'd take you the rest of your life to read through all the websites. And it's the same thing with goals. If your goals are too generic and too plain vanilla and they don't get real specific, the universe could take years to bring you your goal. Do you want to wait years? Now, I'm not saying you're going to get your goal right away because there's planting, there is watering, and there is harvesting. A farmer understands that. That's the way goals are. You plant the goal. You write it down. You start to say it. And as you say it, you have to wait. There's some patience involved. That's where you water it, by saying it every day, by thinking about it every day. You're watering it. And then one day, it'll arrive at your door, and you will harvest that goal. Now, I believe that I'll get many customers, right? And I have a specific goal for customers. I'm not going to go through that now. But as I've done that, I've planted the seeds. And as I plant the seeds, I've watered. And as I've watered, guess what? Now the customers are really coming in. It's very exciting. Speaking of customers, my listeners are great. I have people writing me, emailing me already, again, that I'm back on the air. We have over 1,000 listeners the other day to our radio show. That's pretty exciting. I anticipate that by the end of March, we'll probably have about 5,000 listeners total in the U.S. and the world. And I'm looking forward to that because we have some very specific things that we're going to do on these radio shows that are going to allow you to overcome. Because my mission in life now is, you know, I'm over 50, so my mission in life now is to make sure that I lead people out of captivity, specifically 3 million people. My goal in life is to lead 3 million people out of captivity. It might be the captivity of being broke. It might be the captivity of bad relationships. It might be the captivity of bad health. I don't care what it is, but I am here to lead those people out of captivity, just like Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt. It's what I will be doing. I've already started it. I have one come to my house directly today. I led them out of captivity. Her name was Jenny. Jenny, bless you, bless you. I know you might not be listening to this, and you might not understand this, but we led this woman out of captivity today. Engineer Kelly was even there. You see, when you set a goal, when you put it out to the universe that you want to lead people out of captivity, they will give you the opportunity. The universe might not give you the opportunity of 1,000 people at one time, but maybe one at a time to see if you're faithful, to see if you're going to do it. I could have rejected this person and just said, oh, I'm too busy. I'm working on the internet. I'm trying to do my radio show. I'm trying to do this. But you know what? My main goal right now is to lead 3 million people out of captivity. I don't care what the captivity is. And when that opportunity presented itself in my studio right here today, I took it. I took it, and I got blessed because I led a person out of captivity. That's exciting. The word I want to use is fulfilling. It is. So my personal development key to you today is focus on detailed goals. Focus on detailed goals, like the detailed keyword search in Google. Develop goals that are keyword rich, specific to you, so that you can attract in your goal search exactly what you want, exactly what you need. And like I go back to what I said before, most people, if you ask them for their goals, they'll say, well, I have some in my brain. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about writing them down, or in my case, I record them. I record the goal and then record it as an MP3. And then I play the MP3 at least twice a day. Sometimes I don't pray during the middle of the day, but when I get up in the morning, I start to listen to my MP3s. Before I go to sleep, and maybe after my radio show, I'll be listening to my MP3 while I'm working on websites, while I'm answering your email, all that. So I'm telling you, don't give me the excuse of I can't type. My fingers hurt sometimes, and I can't type because I type too much. I work around it. I can record my voice. You know, I can go out there and record anything I want, as specific as I want. When those goals happen, I just make another MP3. And this is a tip for you, I use a program called Audacity. Audacity. It is so simple to record an MP3 and then merge that MP3 with my other MP3. So some goals, like 3 million people out of captivity, that's a big goal. Well, I can't delete that goal after I get one person. I got to keep it going. But maybe I want to add a goal to that, a goal about finances or a goal about health. I want to put that in there, and I merge them, add them together, so I have one MP3. And then I can also trim that goal out when I get it and put another one in. So Audacity is the name of the program. And listen, it's F-R-E-E, free. So don't tell me I can't do my goals. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Really? I wonder why. I just gave you a free option. Well, I don't have the internet all the time. I don't care. Use a USB thumb drive and go to the library in America, and they have free internet access for anybody that's a citizen there in the local area. Get a library card. I still have a library card for the library in the King County library system there in Seattle. And I can still go on library online. Listen to books. Do you understand me? So personal development is just that. It's personal. So the key for personal development today is focused, keyword-rich goals. You can do it. I know you can. Now, I apologize that the radio show started late. That was because of Blog Talk Radio. You guys over there, I know you're listening. But let me tell you, Blog Talk Radio is a great place. It is. It's fun. It's exciting. And as we go forward in our radio shows, I will be talking about how to actually get an ability so that you can start your own radio show. How would you like that? It's pretty fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, your personal option for personal development today, your key, write at least one goal. Write at least one goal. Now, I don't care what it is, but write at least one goal. And then I want you to go out there when you write that goal, and then you make sure, like I always say, you choose for you. Does that make sense? I know that it does. Now, follow us, Facebook, Twitter, and all over the internet. You can email me, mike@toughreality.com. You can send me a chat over in Mike, M-I-K-E-A-Y-2. You can do many of those things. You can follow us, go over to toughreality.com. Go to personalitymagnet.com. Test out your personality. There's that. And I want you to tell all your friends, tell all your relatives who we are. We want to have 1 million listeners. We want to lead 3 million people out of captivity. We've started on that road. Ain't nothing going to stop us. And everybody is joining us. It's very exciting for me. And by the way, if you've ever been on my radio show, I'm doing a public shout out to you. And I want you to come in and come back on my show. Okay? So all my friends, my neighbors, my relatives, if you were on my show, Rob, Adrian, you guys, come out. Norm, guys, come out. Wendy, I'll even get you back on here. How about that? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mike. And this was our radio show today. After this radio show, go to Tough Reality, and then you'll see at the bottom there's a phone number and a participant code, because we have a team teaching call right after this. And it'll be about 30 minutes to an hour long, but it'll be right afterwards. All right? Right now, I think it's about 1 p.m. New York time. And so we'll start the other call up as soon as we get off the air here. All right? It's Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the Tough Reality is this. You choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. Until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double up of Tough Reality. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more.